I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I'm Bill Spadia with my co-host Jay Black and Jessica Nutt. We are here for part two, or is this part three, of Patrick Lavery, our special guest.
He is now tied Nicole in number of guest appearances.
Patrick, I got to tell you, that means, so we have to have at least 2 millions awarded for this category of repeat guests.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, I feel like we need to have them fight it out. Mm-hmm. At the live podcast, we have to get them in the ring.
When is that happening? If today is whatever day today is,
if we are really ordering awards for the Millens,
yeah,
can we get something like t-shirts or like?
Should we get t-shirts?
Hats.
You know what we should do?
Should we get hats?
Are they that much more expensive? That like?
All right. Here's what I think.
The award would be more.
I think we take a vote. That Jessica's in charge of the awards.
Okay,
we have to vote.
All in favor.
Aye.
Okay. Jessica, congratulations.
All right, now that it's out of committee, now we have to take it to the floor.
Okay. Take it for,
no,
what's the motion?
Can I tell you my thinking on this?
Okay. I hear the hiss too, by the way.
Yeah. That's actually
it's not a buzz, it's a hiss.
It's not a buzz. You should know.
That's my
it's a hiss. There's a hiss in my ear.
That's
right
my
now.
Soul escaping. Yeah. It's trying to get out. Here's what I'll say. The Millens, like all Millennial Awards, are available to everybody just for being here. So
right. It is a participation trophy.
We make t-shirts for all of our guests that will win a million for all of the things that we're going to give them. And then we make them available for purchase by the audience members who can also buy a million t-shirt and say, I won too.
So if you buy a million t-shirt, do you automatically win a million?
You've won a million.
Here's why I'm saying that.
Yes.
I think the t-shirt should say, I won a million.
I won a million. So the winners of it get it,
right?
And then the buyers of the million.
I want a million.
Yeah.
Or should it be like I heart millions?
No, I think I want a million.
I want a million.
Because you want people to know that you won. Because that's a badge of honor.
We should drop the I won.
If you won.
Just have millions.
Just millions?
You just want millions?
Yes. Millions winner?
Million winner. Million
nobody's,
winner.
But nobody's gonna know what that is. And the point of the millions, I think, is for millennials to be happy that they won an award,
yeah,
even though it doesn't mean anything.
So
they want to. So you would want to publicize the fact that you won.
Let's Google that.
Yeah, Millen. Let's make that happen. And
what do you think?
I'm just going to text Bill Anderson.
Oh, he does that, right?
Yeah. I feel like
remember that awkward moment with his t-shirts.
No.
And everyone was mad.
No.
We had a guy chasing us. He made his own t-shirts. Yeah, it was. Remember?
And I wore the t-shirt.
And you wore the t-shirt.
And yeah, I was.
And
yeah.
They're like, Jessica, why are you wearing the t-shirt? The t-shirt is not for Chasing News. It's for something else.
Wait,
why? It was a whole thing.
Why would he make his own t-shirt?
Well, that's another question.
Well, Bill, you've seen the greatest gift t-shirt that I've ever had, which is a silhouette caricature of Bill O'Reilly in his Inside Edition freak out.
Wait.
And it says, we'll do it live.
We'll
what
do it live.
That?
So, isn't that great? It's
is
great.
Is that a shirt?
It's well, Patrick made it a shirt.
A friend of mine custom made it for me.
Can I see
Would
a picture?
Would you bring it to the Millens?
Wait, why does that affect you personally?
It was kind of a joke that we had when I was in college, when we were on our college TV station. And it was always like, we'll fix it in post thing. You know, it was like a, which.
Or as the editors say, we'll fix it on set.
Right. Right. Which devolved into we'll do it live. I don't know. If I have a picture of myself wearing it, I will find it on Facebook and show you that picture.
The best t-shirt that I've seen.
I do have a picture of it.
I saw a t-shirt that was, it said it was a Nirvana t-shirt with their Nirvana logo. And then it was Hanson was the picture.
So I've seen that,
which is wonderful.
It's a knockoff, yeah.
I have a t-shirt story, if you have a second.
All right.
We do, but before we move to that, let's just decide. We all voted.
I want a Millen.
So Jessica, let's check that out.
In fact, it's okay. On my Instagram.
I feel like I was overruled here.
I think, Jessica, you could probably find a lot of Make America Great t-shirts for sale cheap that we can get and then turn them inside out.
I would
out.
Like to have Making Podcasts Great Again.
Yeah. MAPA. Oh, we'll do a live.
MP.
I like that. Yeah.
G-A.
M-P-G-A.
Mupka.
MacPacba.
Mupka.
Yeah.
That makes about as much sense as
Making Podcasts Great Again.
That said, Make Red Mupka. Hats Great Again.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So yeah, I Want a Millen or Millen Winner, and we give them to our winners, and then we have them for sale for anybody else who wants to be a winner. And it's official. If you buy a t-shirt, you have won a Millen, and you can put that on your resume.
That's great.
Official Millen winner.
All right, that's great. That's millennial self-promotion and capitalism and consumerism at its finest.
There's a lot of circles kissing in this Venn diagram, guys.
I love how pro-capitalism this is.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Trump would be proud of this effort.
Well, capitalism and bullshit, his two favorite things.
All right, I want a Millen. That's the t-shirt.
Yeah.
And what color? I think white because they're cheaper.
Sure.
Perfect.
Yeah. Good?
Absolutely.
Wow, that was a big decision.
You know what? I love that like people are privy to the most boring parts of the podcast production cycle. People at home are going, hey, maybe they could also talk about when they're taking a bathroom
stuff
break.
That's relevant.
Yeah.
Wait, will this podcast drop before?
This will drop the day of.
Okay.
So if you are listening.
Wait, this is happening on the day of the Millens?
Yeah, if you're listening right now. Well, we could talk
colossal.
About this on air.
Maybe we should drop about it earlier.
God, yeah. I really hope we are organized and ready for the Millens.
We need to make this happen. You're going to,
there's a chance.
I haven't ordered the t-shirts yet.
Wait, Jessica has not ordered the t-shirts.
But Jessica, you do realize.
We're hours from the Millens. We're hours away.
I think Bill has infected you with his inability to understand that this is now not the future. It's actually just going to drop in the future.
I was hoping we could drop it like the Friday before or something.
No, this is going to drop the day of, and we'll talk about it on the Friday before. We'll let people know like, hey.
All right.
Come out and anybody can win a Millen t-shirt. So
literally, okay. I asked for likes. I got 0 of 3.
Well, I don't have an Instagram.
Wait.
Oh, did you like it, Patrick?
You know who has an Instagram? My son has
don't
an Instagram.
Don't sell me short.
Why do you
now?
Not have an Instagram?
He owes me some likes on my Insta.
My 10-year-old son has an Instagram.
This was the London picture, right?
I thought probably. I'd say so.
I'm going to have my son follow both of you.
Wait, I'm going to scroll through your account. Is that it?
Little J Black definitely does.
You can't do that.
I have never done. I do not like being creepy in my regular life. I'm just creepy outside.
I said Little J Black.
Little J Black?
Yeah, he's got to scroll through all my Instas.
So my son is super creepy.
Make up on all the likes he owes.
No, he's only going to hit the bikini pics. My son has an Instagram. It's the funniest thing. He's got a good sense of humor.
Jessica, you went back to like June 8th.
Hashtag blessed. No, that's what Jay went back to when he was watching. He handed it back to me and I started liking where he was at, so.
By the way, you have not posted on Instagram since October 14th.
Oh, yeah. So Anthony Jeselnik also has a beard. All these comics growing beards.
We're all trying to hide our souls.
Oh, that's his beard. There you go. But that was October 14th.
He
so by our calendar,
have a beard.
Yeah. It's now December
it's
20th.
By our calendar, it is 25-25, and the age of Aquarius
has begun.
I think Jessica
quit social media. Patrick, what do you think of that?
That she's going to quit social media?
I did quit social media.
I'm pretty sure she already has.
I think it's a bold move. I think it's brave. I think it's hashtag brave.
Hashtag blessed.
Yes.
Hashtag blessed. Blessed to be off social media. Wait, Jay, you had a t-shirt story.
So I come back from college and I'm living at home the summer after college. And my dad,
where'd you go?
I went to the College of New Jersey.
Trenton State.
Oh. Trenton State.
Patrick.
It started as Trenton State midway
through. Wasn't it cooler as Trenton State?
Well, I mean, it was more prison-like because there was a Trenton State prison. So people would say, where'd you go? Trenton State. What happened?
What'd you do? What'd you do?
I decided to become an English teacher. Oh. That's a sentence that won't ever go away. So anyway, I came back from Trenton State, and like 4 or 5 days into my residency at home, my dad comes to me and goes, what are you taking my t-shirts? And I was like, I'm not taking your t-shirts. And he was like, well, I'm like down t-shirts. I don't know what's happening. And I was like, well, I'm not taking them. So like a couple more days go by, and he comes down and goes, what's going on? What are you doing with these t-shirts? Are you, because you came home and all of a sudden the t-shirts start disappearing. If it's a joke, just tell me. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening, crazy old man. You need to get a lockdown on your t-shirts. Have you asked my brother? He's like, why would your brother start taking them when you got home? I was like, I don't know. A couple more days go by and he goes, you need to figure out what's happening with these t-shirts. I have zero t-shirts left. Well, I go to my brother's room. I go under his bed.
Right.
I find a pile of my father's white undershirts that have been.
We should know the story.
No, but here's the thing: they have been Hulk Hogan down the center. You know how like you rip the t-shirt Hulk Hogan is, and all of them, a pile of like 25 t-shirts, all Hulk Hogan in a pile.
Did you narc on him?
Well, first off, you know my brother's 16. You know this is not like I go what. Do you have a problem that you need to talk to me about? Like, what's going on? He goes, oh, you know how Hulk Hogan rips his t-shirt off? I was like, yeah. And he goes, I just wanted to do that. I thought that'd be cool. So at night, sometimes I'll put on one of Dad's t-shirts and then I'll rip it off my body like Hulk Hogan. And I was like, why don't you use one of your t-shirts? And he's like, well, then I would be running out of t-shirts. And I was like, and I told this story at his wedding, by the way, when I gave the toast.
Good.
And to great applause and also people going, we should have probably talked him out of this marriage. Because, like, but... that's the famous story of my brother. And the end of this is my favorite part. My dad sits my brother down and goes, Greg, I just need to know, why would you do this? And my brother thinks about it for a second. He goes, because I wanted to. That was his response. I mean,
Now, what did your dad say to that?
To my dad's credit, he went, I wasn't expecting that, and I guess that's a good answer, but please don't do that anymore.
I feel like we should bring Aaron back to talk about parenting.
Yeah.
No, what's the appropriate response to that?
Right, did he stop?
Was that it? He stopped after that. But here's what I don't get. And to this day, if there is an afterlife,
I think your brother must have been really strong, because I don't think that's easy to grab a t-shirt. Like grab, you're wearing a t-shirt, Patrick.
Mm-hmm. The Fruit of the Loom undershirts, though?
What?
The Fruit of the Loom undershirts?
No, but that's more of a t-shirt that could have like Bill O'Reilly's face.
This is a Gildan undershirt.
Whoa.
Plug for Gildan.
Wow. A real Gildan?
Yeah.
Whoa. Authentic Gildan.
Yeah.
I have a Galdan, which is a knockoff.
Neither are sponsors. So.
It is a 41-cent t-shirt. My brother would cut it to start it. He wasn't ripping off.
I was going to say, because I think it would be very, like, strong finger like strength.
Tear here.
My brother was.
That's hard to do.
My brother was 6'7".
I couldn't open the peanuts on Air India.
Well, I mean, first off,
couldn't open the peanuts. Honest to God,
I feel like that they do that on purpose. So they don't have; they can reuse the peanuts.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
Grease out the corners.
Yeah, they give it out to you.
Do you know there's a new rule?
No.
So I don't know who did it, but they all of a sudden they speak Hindi, which I learned the other day from a caller.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure. I don't speak Hindi, so I'm sitting on the tarmac. 3 hours.
Yeah. Tarmac, is that a Hindi word?
That would be an English word, but. So it's a 7+ hour flight, 3 hours sitting on the runway because they couldn't get the plane to whatever. Anyway, long flight. An hour before we land in Newark, they come on and there's an announcement and it's in Hindi and it lasts for minutes. So I don't understand it. Then the English version comes on. If you have any allergy, please cover your mouth. We will be fumigating the cabin. That's all I hear. And I'm like, now, wait a minute. The Hindi version
much longer.
Was way longer. I'm like, what are they not telling us?
Oh, boy.
A guy, I had a video. I tweeted this. You would know this, Jay, if you were on Twitter.
Okay.
A guy with 2 spray cans comes by spraying the cabin. So it turns out they fumigate planes coming into the U.S. from only certain origins.
So this is a U.S.?
India is one of them. So this is Air India.
Wait, this is a U.S. like sanction?
Well, I don't know. I think it's now a U.S. rule.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was Jamaica.
I thought you were done flying Air India for your last experience.
Okay. I was going to be done. And then I did it again. Here's why. $280 round trip for my son's ticket.
Wait, yeah. My mom was, I was telling her how you go to the reverse flight to London for Thanksgiving. My mom was like, I'm sure there's people from London going to Thanksgiving in London. And I was like, no, that doesn't make sense.
We are literally the only Americans on the plane.
Right.
It's amazing, but $280.
So I never, I've never fact checked. You should fact check your flight.
We're living in a post fact world, Jessica. You don't have to worry about that.
Let me tell you who did fact check.
Who?
Paul and Jason.
Oh.
So they have an app. There's an app that tracks flights.
Yeah.
So I get a text
for the price
at the airport
to prove you've booked a cheaper price.
Oh, I wonder. Maybe. But they checked it and they're like, okay, we need the flight number. I'm like,
Oh, wait, no. So they were just tracking your flight, thoughtful coworkers.
So I said, please let me know if I get there safely.
That's nice, though.
Which I thought was funny.
They're just tracking your safety. That's completely different than
They were making sure I was safe.
If you've paid the lower price.
Let me tell you, $380 for my ticket and my wife's ticket and $280 for my son.
Is that good?
To go to India? You can't go to Kansas.
The plane went to India eventually, but it dropped us off in London.
But you can't get to Kansas for $280. Yeah. That's a great service.
Depends on where you're going.
So I paid less than $900. Less than $1,000.
Reason I didn't spend $50 to go to Miami this week.
All right. So Jessica has been talking about missing Florida.
Right.
Like she's got a week off.
And it was your fault because you were like, I took a job. I took a week off beforehand, went to Florida. So I look up flights to Miami.
I did do that.
They're $50.
Why didn't you go? Huh? Podcast?
Because of this.
Thank you.
Okay.
Look, so, Jessica, you have a, this is a job. So Jessica is like the anomaly to millennials.
Yeah.
Because most millennials, all of a sudden there'd be an empty seat here.
I look up
Patrick, where is Jessica?
To Miami. Right. My friend's like, my coworker's always saying I could use our house down there. I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. $50 vacation.
So wait, why didn't you just tell Jay and I we had to do this Monday?
Because it was due on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Jessica needs a whole new batch of pictures for creepy dudes to like
three years from now.
Probably gonna
Jessica,
don't have
that is true.
Pictures, yeah.
You do make a good point about, I think, the what I'll call the impulsiveness of millennials and... I did this just in October. As you know, I'm a Yankee fan, and I was watching their playoff run, and they get to the American League Championship Series, and they lose the first two games, and then they come home to Yankee Stadium, they win the next two, they tie the series. And I'm watching them at the end of the fourth game, and Kristen's there, and I'm saying, now that they're going to tie the series, I think I might go tomorrow. She's like, you should do it. And so I went online. I got a ticket.
That's great.
I got a ticket in the upper deck, and I went.
All right. How much was it?
$45,000.
Why did that for the basketball game?
$125.
That's not bad.
Which for a playoff ticket, not bad.
Wait, you did that for who?
And I had a great time. They won the game.
Wait, you went yourself though?
I went. I just took myself.
I was just see that.
Yep.
Yankees, Red Sox. You can go by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the fans will talk to you. You have instant friends in the section.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yankees
yep.
are like that. Red Sox
but,
are like that.
But you don't have to Philadelphia, talk to people.
No. Or, Jay, you can go by yourself
I told you,
be really aloof.
Yeah.
I told you on the morning show once what happened to me in Philadelphia. Kristen and I went to a game and we had tickets behind home plate.
Oh, no. And you wore a Yankees jersey?
No. And
don't do that. Yes. Right.
Yeah. They're playing the Dodgers and... We are two seats in from the aisle, and there's a guy and his lady friend there, you know, on the aisle next to us, about our age. So guy from the Phillies fouls a ball straight back, and I see it coming toward me. And I didn't bring a glove because we're behind the net, but right. I see this is coming over the net right at me, and it hits me square in the bicep.
Yeah. No kidding.
And
did
so
you try to catch it? Is that why I hit your? Why didn't you get out of the way?
These balls
women are
come
so
back.
Much more logical yeah. than
why
men.
You, why don't you pull your wife's head in to block the ball?
We weren't married just, yet.
Oh, okay. I mean, that makes sense. You can't legally.
Don't accept his premise. You do not accept Jay's premise on that.
You can't.
Oh, well, I would have done that had we been married for 2 years.
What happened was that the
Jay, you're a bad influence. Stop it.
And Kristen's a Phillies fan. I couldn't care less. I just like to go to games. The bro next to me wearing his Dodgers t-shirt, the ball bounces away. He scoops the ball up and pockets it.
Mm-hmm.
And like doesn't even like look at me like, hey, dude, are
you
okay? Meanwhile,
you've suffered an injury.
Meanwhile,
due to the ball.
My bruise was there for like 3 weeks on my arm.
You stuck your arm in the way, right?
Now, as you can tell from this exchange.
Man, you're really breaking this down.
What team do you think Jessica roots for?
You're really breaking this down.
You've got a Philly fan right here.
I grew up as a Philly fan.
Wimp.
I grew up as a Philly fan. I can tell you make friends in this the Philly stadium. People say, hey, do you have a spare battery I could throw? And you go, oh, yes, here this you go. And the, you share the battery. Batter, and
then it is a tough
the,
crowd.
The batter, yeah, the batter by the way, was Marlon Byrd on a steroid binge. Marlon Byrd. So, yeah.
I was talking to a sports announcer about going to Phillies games, and they said all the fans lean over and spit on you if you're like from the other team.
Sometimes.
For the sports announcers. It's, and I was like, this comes from an incident
about 8 or 9 years ago, which was well publicized at the time, at a Phillies game, of a fan just straight vomiting on another fan.
Okay. Yeah. But he had a lot to drink, I think.
Right. Yes.
And I don't think you can really vomit on command. I mean, unless you're bulimic, right?
Well, I mean, listen.
I don't mean that, if you have
bulimia, you are vomiting on command. You're like, okay, I've now had my food.
Essentially. So funny. Essentially. Yeah.
I mean, see, Patrick's assuming that there was something negative there. I was just saying.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, you were just saying.
I should probably explain this.
No, I think, let it lie.
Just let it sit out there. No, but if you have bulimia, you're like, okay, I've had enough to eat. I'm going to go in the bathroom and throw up.
Yeah.
Healthy, not good. Don't do it. Also, but if you're a drunk at a game, you're not vomiting on command. You're just drinking too much and you're puking. That's what I meant.
I thought of another group, Roman senators. Who would use a feather to tickle their throat at the vomitorium. There are now three types of people who vomit.
Who? Phillies fans.
Phillies fans. Yeah,
And Roman senators.
Bulimics. By the way, there's one. There was
Phillies fans, bulimics, and Roman senators.
There was one bulimic Phillies fan who was also a Roman senator. That guy could puke. You've never seen puke. This guy could hit a fly across a wall. Bam.
I feel like the bulimia lobby is going to be very upset with this podcast.
I had a friend telling me about how they like puked and then went to dinner, and I was like, oh, so you're like a Roman senator.
Oh, there you go.
A great reference. But now you can add to that. Oh, you're like a Philly fan. You're
But I just need to say this. If I was a Roman, I would have problems with this aspect of our society.
What, with the puking?
Well,
no, because you're eating. And you're having all these wonderful tastes, and then you can do it all over again.
But you know what?
I actually think it's a good idea.
No, but nobody wants to eat again after they vomit.
Apparently, the Romans would have no issue with this.
First off, there's a reason.
Do you think it's fake news?
I think it's fake news to disparage
the Romans. What do you think of that? Why don't we stand up for the Romans?
I think the Romans have gotten enough credit for shit. They can also get credit for vomitoriums. Shit, yeah. First off.
They had a big bowl. Now think about how the bowls. See, this is what I thought. By the way, back to Air India.
Back to Air India.
Had a vomit bowl. Well, where are you going to puke?
You're going to puke into
the aqueducts. I mean, that's a water supply.
That's disgusting.
So listen to this. So I am now. I'm on Air India. Back to Air India. Back to me. I do that. And the guy sprays, and I'm like, I want to know what they said in Hindi.
All right.
Now I can't speak to anyone. Right, because what am I going to say? Right. Like, what did they actually say? Right. Are they lying to me? Are they making fun of me? I don't know. Maybe, like, let's just mess with the American. Let's just talk for a long time, and then spray shit in the air. So the whole
did you cover your mouth?
Oh yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I would have inhaled.
So Michael
deeply.
Was in the restroom. So I had this moment as a parent. I'm like, they're spraying shit in the plane. Mm-hmm. So I look at Jody, and I'm like, and we're both like. Why are they spraying stuff? This is awkward. And you can smell it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I look back, I'm like, and Michael's in the bathroom and it's, 10 rows back. I'm like, he's on his own.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Like, part of me thought maybe I'm going to knock the guy down. I don't know. And then I'm like,
Bill, I know what they said in Hindi. I can tell you right now.
Tell me.
Here's what they said. They said, hey, everybody, welcome to Air India. You know the drill. If you need to fart, fart right now. Everybody fart in unison. Go. And now we're going to fumigate it. Now we have a ride free of farts. They have their shit together.
So listen to this.
That's disgusting.
So Dan Zarrow looked it up.
Oh.
What?
It's about bugs.
The fumigation?
They do it because they're worried about
allergies,
critters.
Allergies, though, versus pesticides, it's like a whole different game.
Right? Well, they're worried there are bugs and rodents that get on the plane.
I mean, that's
India.
That's a good reason.
Right? If they bought a ticket. Yeah.
You don't want invasive creature coming to our country.
Right.
So someone asked me, actually you thought this because I probably complained about it last time. You're like, aren't you done with Air India?
I thought you said you were.
I can't be done with it. $280 a ticket. My cheapness takes over and I'm like, I could do this every week.
Isn't there like comparable prices though? Sorta, similar?
Only Spirit Airlines to Florida.
Yeah.
Which you could have bought. Instead you're here with us.
Yeah.
And it's good to have you here.
Thanks.
Hey guys.
Feels that way.
She went against the millennial grain. She was not impulsive. She
it was like
did
an
not
adult
shirk
decision.
Her responsibility.
Patrick, it was like an adult decision, right?
It was. She was hashtag adulting.
You or were my adulting. Dum-dum that was like...
No, adulting. Go with adulting.
Listen, have you seen the reports out of Florida? Jesus Christ, you don't want to be down in Florida.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like...
A lot of people don't know this. They've just elected a crocodile to state senate in Florida. A lot of that is a fact, a verifiable fact. Mm-hmm. You can look that up right now.
I'll and think they're about that
and they're
I'm
next to Alabama, so you know you don't want to get too close to Roy Moore.
You know what? Roy Moore.
Oh, come on.
Roy Moore, had sex with a 1-year-old alligator.
Oh, stop already.
Phil?
I just said
when
that
is
to
the
get,
special election?
I don't
Cuz I think we should be saying senator.
I don't have a horse in this race. I just wanted to get him going.
I'm
going to
say this. If it's
you really did get it.
Jay is easy to get going, though. Like, yes. If you mention Christie, there'll be a string of fat jokes.
I've learned this. Jay and I haven't had too many interactions, you know, up until I came
Jay,
in.
Jay, he's got your number.
But you guys will be working together.
My number is
on 26th of December.
Actually, think about this, Patrick. If you are Jay's replacement on the podcast, Jay is my replacement on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Wait.
I could die before you, Jay. I mean, that's entirely possible.
There's no chance of that.
Wait,
not
Jay,
with your charmed life.
Do your kids, speaking of 26th of December, do your kids know about Santa Claus?
Like that Santa Claus exists?
No.
That
they
Santa
know
Claus
that he does not exist.
My son.
You know what? I love the boldness from Jessica right there.
Yeah.
Because there's no broadcaster that has the guts to go on and talk about Santa Claus not existing.
Yes.
Every one of us is out there like, well, for you Santa fans,
protect Santa Claus.
Hang on, wait a second. Let me be a Fox News character
like,
first.
Santa is fake news.
You grouped him in on this, too.
Santa is the original fake news.
Let me be a Fox News caster. Yes, my kids know about white Santa Claus.
See? No.
They know for sure that Santa, a white man, exists. No, so my son knows that there is no Santa.
Does he watch you, like, put the gifts on?
No, he doesn't do that, but he figured it out this year. He came to me like
last year or this year?
In between this year and last year.
Is this Keen?
Keen, yeah.
So last Keen's year he thought Santa dropped gifts off.
Yeah.
Wait, Keen was pro Santa at 9?
If I ran up to Keen and said, "Hey, Keen, this guy's Santa," he'd be like, "I know."
I'll tell you what would happen. He would go on a rant about how
this
it's wrong
Santa.
That you lied to him.
That I lied to him. He's doing a school project right now. For his, like, he has to do public speaking, and his public speaking is, it's wrong that the parents lie to us about Santa Claus.
Wait, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Is there a movement to eliminate
the
Santa
lie? All
the
other kids don't know about the Santa lie, and he's just going to out them?
Yeah, he doesn't care. I'll bring him in right now.
He's telling other kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, you may as well bring him in.
When are the Millens?
You looped in Patrick.
Tonight.
As someone agreeing to this.
I did because
I've like
not heard any,
thing,
but
though.
I do it too because I think that there are, here's what I
feel
think.
Like you
in
panicked.
Morning,
you're like, no, Santa's a real thing. Don't tell
well,
anyone.
This, but, like, but the reason right, I asked you, I, the reason I asked you why when the Millens are is I think Santa should get a Millen for original fake news.
Oh, I mean,
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
We need to get someone to dress as Santa.
All right.
You see
who are we
going
to get dressed as Santa? Do you think his beard will be long enough? Hey.
Oh, you know what, Jay?
Keen's here. Yeah.
Your beard could be long enough to be Santa.
Okay, well, first off, you need to know.
You know, you have some gray in the beard.
Yeah, I
now,
do.
Now, I'm only pointing that out because when I grow it out, my daughter points out the gray that I have like right here.
Hello?
On my chin.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Right.
Nicely done.
This is my son, Keen.
It must be weird, right?
And
it's awkward.
I need to say, I did not prep him. You can ask him away. He will answer honestly.
All right, Keen, Jessica has some questions for you.
Tell us about your class project where you're preparing a public speech.
About? Who are you talking about in your public speech? Here, talk
and
to the mic.
Did your parents lie to you about Santa Claus?
Yes. I am never going to forgive him about it.
Well, they lied to you
I
saying he doesn't exist, right?
His butt off.
You can't sue
me. All right, yeah, well, wait. Before you get...
He went right to lawsuit, Jessica. He went right to lawsuit.
Before you get litigious, how can he make it up to you? Well, let's just jump right to that.
Oh,
then.
Wow.
Give me all your money and your valuables.
No. Maybe start with like an apology.
Keen, it's not a holdup. We're not robbing
Dad. Are you going to tell your little sisters?
She wants to fleece you.
Are you going to tell your little sisters?
I'm saving that for a good moment.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Saving that
that's
for a good
very
moment.
Nice.
So wait, you have a 6-year-old sister and a 2-year-old.
They both believe, and also they believe in Elf on the Shelf.
That's a new thing.
I'm anti-Elf on the Shelf.
I do have to say this. My son did say to me, after, well after he knew that there was no Santa Claus, he said, are you also doing Elf on the Shelf? And I'm like, well, if Santa isn't real, then certainly the Elf on the Shelf is not real. Right? I mean,
I'm anti Elf on the Shelf.
I mean, that was after I don't really know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wait, what's your speech to your class, though? Can you give us like a little preview?
Wait, what do you mean?
You have a public speaking.
You're talking about why you have that thing about Santa Claus. You shouldn't, kids should not be told this.
Oh, yes. That parents lie to you all the time. No joke. So remember the Easter Bunny? Oh, yeah, parents are doing that as well. Santa Claus is just one of those lies. Don't believe anything you said. Break up from them now.
Break up with the parents or break up with the lie? Like, I think you want to believe in Santa.
I don't want
to. Isn't there a little magic to it, son?
I can take it. I think you're going to have a rough Christmas with this attitude. I'm just throwing it out there.
Hey, I can be naughty. Santa Claus is real. I'm getting presents no matter
what. There you go.
How
about that, Pat? He's working it.
He says the key thing there that I got is I'm getting presents no matter what.
See, he really understood it.
Yeah. Really Patrick has grasped the concept.
Are you past the Elf on the Shelf?
Yes. And
what age is that for? Is that like for...
It was not a thing.
Kristen has already told me we're never doing it, and I agree with her.
I feel like that's when Chasing launched, that became a thing.
That was a thing.
And I was like, what is
this? Yeah, so like 5 years ago.
Yeah. What's your feeling on Elf
on the
Shelf?
We never did that.
Do you agree with it?
That because of... because that kids believe it, it's like a pole vault. It watches you no matter what. And plus, it's even more creepy when my parents put it in the toilet.
By the way,
put it on the toilet?
Yeah, I should say this too. The Elf on the Shelf has liked several of Jessica's Instagram pictures.
From vacation.
Scrolling back many years, that elf.
All right, son, thank you so much for sharing your opinion.
Thank you, Keen. We do appreciate your input.
Wait, I want more questions.
What's on your Christmas list?
I don't know
list?
Where he gets this narcissism
from.
Wait.
Is there any more questions?
What's on your Christmas list?
An iPhone?
What's
an iPhone?
You
don't you have
first?
An iPhone?
No.
You have an iPhone.
Or do you need the upgrade? Do you need like the X?
No, I'm really looking for a 7 or a 6.
Oh, all right. Well, Jay, you can buy me an iPhone X and then you can have my success.
Jay, are you buying us all iPhone X's?
You know what?
Jay is Santa Claus in the podcast. You are podcast Santa Claus,
That's
Jay.
That's why I'm growing out the beard. You're all going to get...
I was wondering.
Yes, you're going to get...
You're going to have to gain some weight.
By the way, the iPhone X is the new iPhone. The iPhone X is what you're getting, which is something that used to be an iPhone.
Oh,
so it's going to be a hunk of metal.
I
got to
tell you, by the way,
cleaning crew's here, so you're going to want to look for that beer, by the way.
I knew we'd be here before
Wait. Jay, do you mind? It's in the outer trash can.
Okay.
It's literally on top.
Son, your father just has to go look through the trash.
Take the trash.
Because Bill told him to. So, you know,
well, Jessica told me,
is what I'm getting
and I delegated to you. Well, that's what happened. This all started with Jessica.
Thank you for sharing me all your knowledge.
No, but it's worth it. This is a worthwhile scavenger.
I think we have found Jay's replacement.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Keith? I think you're in. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the... I want him fired right away. I'm paying the bills now.
I kind of feel like it's the Seinfeld where Kramer, when they fired Kramer, he's like, you know, I don't really work here. He's like, that's kind of what makes this so difficult. Sorry, Jay, you never really worked here, but you're out. That's it. All right, so you're not going to do that when you have kids.
I'm not going to do Elf on the Shelf. No.
Okay.
Because it just...
I beg to differ.
First...
You like the idea.
No, I just feel like it's such a thing now. Like, I think it's going to be forced on us.
Yeah, but what do you think, though?
Cream brulee, Blackwater series, Southern tier.
Southern tier, okay.
Yay,
I would write
Dad,
that down because
thank
I'm
going to
forget. And what Jessica really wanted was a picture.
Yeah, and that's what happened.
Did you make that up?
Huh?
Why did you bring the bottle?
Why would I bring
Well, so because Jessica is a millennial and wants to take a picture. Now you're forcing the
She's
whole
writing. She's got Insta that.
You know what? Just Photoshop in a bottle.
What's it called? Creme brulee.
I'm Googling it right now.
Series Southern Tier.
It wasn't just me, right? That was a delicious beer.
I'll just screenshot it then.
So,
great.
So,
by the way, Jay, Keen fired you.
From the podcast?
Yes, yeah, you've been fired.
I'm changing the rules now. I'm around the house now. I'm taking over your job.
Since we're,
so you
and
can
if the podcast
go.
Pays the bills, we're all
since
living in tents.
Since we're asking the tough questions here, Keen, have you liked any of Jessica's bikini pictures on Instagram?
I haven't checked it out yet, but I have an Instagram, so... What's your Instagram account?
Oh, great.
You owe me a couple thank you, likes, Keen. For taking that to the next
he
level.
He owes me a couple likes. Anything for the Insta.
All right. I think we've... I think we've kind of run aground.
We're
like
a
New York ferry. We're like a ferry that hits a sandbar right before Wall Street.
All right, Keen, what's your Insta?
Wait, what?
What's your Insta?
My Insta?
Don't give it out on air.
Yeah, let's not get...
You're
right.
A little
let's,
boy.
Let's,
you can't give it out
Oh, that's
out
true.
Air.
Never mind.
So, well, no, but after...
Mine's
we're gonna,
chasing
I'm gonna
Jess
wrap
not everyone
now.
Can go like... all my
But
old
everyone should
pictures.
Like Jessica's Insta... Although, still, though, like, you guys have... you did, Patrick. You just liked it.
Yes, I did.
You understood the joke of the head picture.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think it's still weird.
No, it was funny in context.
It needs...
See, because I...
No, but here's what happened.
It needs an explanation.
I do the selfie.
You were laughing really hard, I guess, when
I
you...
I was so laughing. When I was so... I'm like, this is the best idea I've had yet. So I take the picture, and I had zoomed in or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, Elizabeth and Michael are here. Jody's over here. I got the whole crowd. Charlie. Everybody's there.
Charlie the Butcher.
Charlie the Butcher, and I take the picture, and it's only my head. And Alyssa looks at me, she's like, typical dad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, done, posting that.
Did you find that funny?
Honestly, I have no clue what's going on. I'm just waiting to if anyone
You're
has
just waiting
any
for
questions.
Santa Claus to bring you gifts.
See?
Oh, wait.
All right,
Santa Claus?
So Patrick, congratulations.
Thank you.
On
Thank you.
Nomination for the Millens, which is your consecutive... appearances on Speaking Millennial.
Yay, Patrick!
Very good.
Yay,
nice golf prep. Very good.
Any
words?
I fully
they really like me.
I fully appreciate this honor. It's nice to be mentioned in the same sentence as Cal Ripken for my consecutive streak.
And it would have been Eli Manning,
it
except
been Eli
he cried
Manning.
And he's out.
Yes.
Boy, sad.
Here's your award.
All right. It's going to be something close to that. So just as we conclude, tonight is the Millens Award. This is the big night for the Millens.
It's our live podcast.
There'll be spotlights
from the Stress Factory Comedy Club in New Brunswick, owned by our good friend and sponsor Vinny Brand. Come on out. It's tonight, 7:30 p.m. live broadcast of the Millen Awards. If you've been wondering, what's it like being in the room when the magic happens?
You will know.
You'll
tonight.
Know.
It's happening tonight.
Awkward.
Yeah. Patrick will be there. Is Kristen coming?
I don't.
She's invited, and she can be nominated for a Millen, as a matter of fact.
I think
she... Because if you're the wife of a Millen nominee...
And you have $10 to buy a
you
t-shirt.
You are also nominated
for a Millen. She
probably
has swim practice tonight.
Wait, we're only charging $10? Tonight. Let me price these out first.
$35, I'm sorry.
Let's price these out
first. Well, that's what I said.
Can we get them for like $2?
Well, I don't know how much the trophies are versus like a t-shirt or something.
Oh, are we not doing trophies? Should we just give out t-shirts?
Whatever we should do.
Well, that's what I said, instead of...
Let's go with your idea.
And I like that idea. However, I think we should have some kind of trophy representation on the t-shirt, because that's the concept. Everyone gets a trophy.
What does a millennial look like?
A millennial?
Like on the statue, like an Oscar is like standing there. What's a millie look like?
Oh, they're
that's
on their cell
point.
Phone. They're doing a selfie with
Maybe
their cell
Maybe it should
phone.
Just be a selfie stick.
There a selfie go. Stick.
How much are selfie sticks? Remember we bought all those selfie sticks and they all broke?
I'll look into that.
All right, Jessica's got this. So you only have a couple hours.
Get on it, Jess.
It's tonight.
Huh. Right. Oh, yeah. We've got to make the t-shirts like now.
Yeah. We should have made them 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. The elf on the shelf should get off its ass and
you know,
start making t-shirts.
Jay, I get confused on the timing too. Like I speak as if it's 2 weeks from now, even though it's not. It's 2 weeks ago today.
Yeah, you are polychromatic, as they say, Bill.
Yeah,
you
have yeah so when I was talking about my best friend's birthday, it's not today. It was a long time ago. Yeah.
It was a big birthday.
It was
we had a great time.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice you skipped it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for us.
It was good.
All right, what's my Twitter
Jessica
handle?
Skipped Florida. What's that?
What's my Twitter handle?
All right, you're saying I got to sign up.
Yes.
All right. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia. I'm also on Instagram, Bill Spadia. Look at the big head picture. You will get the joke. It's very funny.
Follow
Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut. Follow Keen at something that will not tell you. And Jay Black.
You can follow me at Keen's Instagram, which we won't tell you either. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. And Patrick Lavery at P Lavery 1015.
Yes.
Right? Insta
yes.
too?
Photolavery 1015. No. Photolavery 18.
Well, you think you'd be more prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a news guy.
Yeah.
You still get nominated for a Millions.
It's been a long day.
It has been.
And I'm sitting in a chair.
We're out.